Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because I did one of your surveys and, you know, applied for whatever I wanted. And it keeps saying eligible for one person only. And I've never done this before. So I don't understand why it keeps saying that.
Okay. So it won't let you go through with the order or what?
Right. Yeah. When I go to help you now pay, it says eligible for one person only.
Okay, I can try to look it up and see if there was ever an account created to see why it's giving you that message. What's your zip code?
48075. I just moved.
Okay, and what's your name?
Deborah Kirk.
Okay. Well, can you give me your old address so I can look it up under that zip code?
It was 4083. I have to try to remember.
And you said Deborah?
Deborah Karp, C-A-R-P.
Okay. No, I don't show anything.
I tried it with two different credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And still nothing. I tried it with a different prize. Still didn't work.
Okay.
So I don't know what the problem is. Unless the person who lived here before did it, and that's why it's not accepting the address.
Right. That could be one of the reasons. And we're not allowed to take payments over the phone. So the only thing I can advise, if you can, you know, like maybe refresh the page or X out of it and try it again.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Ma'am.
I took the survey again.
Okay. I don't know. I apologize about that. I don't know
so
what's going on.
Nobody can, like, resolve this at all?
I mean, I can get you over to a supervisor to see if they can.
Sure. That would
okay.
be great.
What's, and how do you spell your last name, ma'am?
C-A-R-P, like the fish. Carp.
C-A-R-P. Okay. And Deborah, do you spell it D-E-B-R-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, just a moment, please. And what's a good phone number for you, ma'am?
248-949-8226.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you.